When Republicans in the General Assembly redrew the 9th Congressional District 2 years ago, they counted on South Mecklenburg precincts delivering for the GOP. Those precincts with high numbers of wealthy white voters are known as South Charlotte's Wedge. They have voted for Republicans for decades. But that changed in last year's 9th District race. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
Go back to the 2004 presidential election. The Mecklenburg precincts that are now in the 9th District went big for President George W. Bush, giving him nearly 70% of the vote. Last year, Republican Mark Harris lost those same precincts to Democrat Dan McCready, getting only 44%. For longtime political observers, it was stunning.
The Mecklenburg wedge, as we call it, of NC09 and Union County were intended to be the linchpin to allow NC09 to remain solidly Republican for a decade or more, and that enabled the gerrymanders to fold a large number of majority-minority counties in as well to dilute their vote.
That's Democratic political consultant Bill Busa in Raleigh. He says the 9th Congressional District was closed last year and expected to be closed Tuesday only because formerly solid Republican voters in Charlotte flipped.
Unfortunately for the gerrymanderers, all suburbs have been becoming more blue-ish over the last 5 years, I would say, 5 or 6 years.
So what's driven the change? The 9th District hasn't seen a lot of new apartment construction, which would attract millennials or low-income voters, and it's still overwhelmingly white. Instead, a lot of the changes seem to be driven by newcomers from out of state or longtime Republicans and independents turned off by the Trump administration. Susan Collis was campaigning this week at Morrison Library for 9th District Republican candidate Dan Bishop. She says the area's blue shift is due to Northerners. Her evidence? License plates.
And there's a whole lot of them coming in from New York, New Jersey, all these other states that are super liberal.
Vermont.
And I can't figure out why, well, most of them that I've talked to, my friends that have moved down from up there or my neighbors, that's because their grandkids are down here. But they're bringing their politics with them, too. And they don't like their politics at home. I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
What she sees is confirmed by census data. Only 41% of Charlotteans were born in North Carolina. Andrew Blumenthal, who's worked on local Democratic campaigns, grew up in Foxcroft, a neighborhood of million-dollar homes near South Park Mall. It once consistently gave Republicans margins greater than 70%. Hillary Clinton came within 4 percentage points of winning the Foxcroft precinct in 2016. 2 years later, McCready won it by 7.
You get a lot of these younger people who have high-earning jobs. You know, those are the people who are coming into Foxcroft, building these homes, things like that. I mean, we're seeing people buy a house for $1.5 million and tear it down just to build something new. Like, it blows my mind. These high earners that I think, while they tend to be a little bit more fiscally conservative, are really more socially liberal.
In last year's election, McCready won all but 3 9th District precincts in the city of Charlotte. He lost in Matthews and Mint Hill, but did better than Democrats have usually fared. Tariq Amin, who's lived in Charlotte for 25 years, believes it's a combination of newcomers and people tired of the president.
I do believe a big part of it is Trump and people just getting sick of what's happening and where things are headed. And the second thing, I think the demographic in Charlotte is changing. You have maybe a little bit more younger generation that are looking for not just protecting the pocket per se, but also general policies and everything else.
So far in early voting, the Democrat share of voters is up nearly 2.5 percentage points, according to data analyzed by Busa's firm, EQV Analytics. Republican share of early votes is down 2 percentage points. Though Mecklenburg County has shifted blue, Union County is still solidly Republican. Vice President Mike Pence is campaigning there for Bishop on Monday. President Trump will follow that rally with one of his own for Bishop Monday night in Fayetteville. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.